We say this sometimes in clinic, but it can be really true in many cases. So if it wasn't for the leukemia, I think Mrs. Phillips would actually be in excellent health. So reminding ourselves about her, so age 62, with those two key mutations, NPM1 and FLT3-ITD, no comorbidities. Her performance status is zero. She has no significant underlying medical conditions. And another thing that's important is the fact that she has a supportive family and she is able to get back and forth to the clinic without challenges. So even though she is over the age of 60, you know, getting back to Dr. Stein's point, she is certainly someone who, in my opinion, would be fit for intensive chemotherapy. And with these mutations, associated with a de novo phenotype that tend to be responsive to intensive chemotherapy, I would be very comfortable recommending an intensive chemo-based approach for Mrs. Phillips.